More Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Next week, a new exhibit will be coming to Idaho, sharing images and stories from around the world in an effort to connect communities and encourage cultural exchange among our future leaders. It's an endeavor which Global Ties Idaho has been supporting for more than a decade as they work to create lasting impact. So joining us now to talk more are Carol Schroeder, the Executive Director of Global Ties Idaho, and Maya Doradovic, a board member. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
We're happy to be here.
So, Carol, let me start with you. For folks who may not be familiar with Global Ties Idaho, can you tell us a little bit about the nonprofit and what you do?
Yes, I'm Executive Director, and we are a nonprofit that started in 2005. And we work with the U.S. State Department and with large nonprofits in Washington, D.C., and we host short-term professional visits. So when they want to send visitors to Idaho, they are first appointed or they're nominated by our U.S. ambassadors. They're vetted by the State Department. And then Idaho is usually one of three or so stops in the U.S. when we do have the visitors. And it's exciting for us. We just really enjoy having the visitors come in and we set up their professional appointments and go with them.
And Maya, as I mentioned, you're a board member. Why did you decide to get involved in this organization?
I was actually hosting the Department of Arts and History, Boise Department of Arts and History grant, doing Bosnian cooking classes when Carol brought a group of visitors from Europe that were working on refugee resettlement, and they wanted to know more about how Idaho does refugee resettlement and how the Bosnian community in Idaho got settled here. And so they came to meet me and to attend the class, and that's how I met Carol, and I was really intrigued by everything that the organization did. And I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to be a part of showing off the everything that we have in Idaho, all the wonderful things.
So, Carol, how many visitors a year do you usually host in Idaho?
We range between 50 to 100. Usually we average about 70 visitors a year. And they are in groups of as small as 2 and as large as 24. And it's... And so we just tailor the program to what their area of interest is and their professional area. But the answer between 50 and 100 visitors a year.
And then Carol, how long do the visits typically last?
Usually about 5 days. They typically will have a weekend here. So we have a group coming in from ASEAN nations. And they are going to go to Idaho City on Saturday. So they will do that. And then we have what's called home hospitality. We have volunteers who open their homes to feed the visitors a meal while they're here. And Sunday they are doing home hospitality. There are 8 of them. And so it's just, we're really looking forward to this upcoming group.
So I want to talk now about this upcoming exhibit that's called Impact of Exchange. Can you tell us a little bit more about it since it will be coming to Boise?
Yes. So the United States Department of State commissioned a survey study with Open Doors to see which states had the highest and lowest number of people participating in their exchange programs. And guess what? Idaho was one of the lowest on that list. So we were chosen to host the exhibition to hopefully encourage more people to travel abroad and participate in these wonderful programs that the State Department funds and organizes.
And Maya, what do you hope that people kind of take away from the exhibit when they go to see it?
You know, we hope to accomplish 2 goals. One of the goals is to encourage greater participation of Idaho residents in international exchanges and travel abroad, get to experience different cultures. And then the second is to let Idahoans know that Global Ties Idaho exists, and that if anybody is interested in meeting visitors from diverse backgrounds that come to Idaho, that we would love to have them participate as one of our volunteers to meet someone for coffee, tell them about what they do in their day-to-day life at their job, or have a home hospitality in their home, and just be a part of our nonprofit network.
Carol, why are programs like this so important?
Well, it's really called citizen diplomacy, one handshake at a time. And it's a way that you can have people-to-people interaction, which is always better than government-to-government. People get along with people, and governments tend to argue. And so it's just a person-to-person diplomacy. And it started in 1940 with Nelson Rockefeller, and he brought 130 Latin American journalists to the U.S., and it was a six-month program. They took the train and went all around the U.S., but we were concerned at that time in 1940 of the Nazis in Latin America, and so it was a professional engagement to have the Latin Americans just see and meet Americans. And so that was the big time, very slow start that now is now our programs that last about 3 weeks or so.
And before I let you go, I have about a minute left. So I'd love to know a little bit about a few of the events that you have coming up in anticipation of this exhibit. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so if anyone is interested in talking to us in person, we'll be at the Saturday Market on April 27th down on 8th Street, so close to the exhibit. And then on Thursday, May 2nd, we will also have an exhibit downtown for First Thursday. And there we'll have a diplomat in residence from the U.S. State Department that can tell people about jobs and careers in the service.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much for taking time today to talk to us about this. We've been speaking with Carol Schroeder, the Executive Director of Global Ties Idaho, and Maya Doradovic, a Global Ties Idaho board member, about the upcoming Impact of Exchange exhibit. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.